I'm Erin McKinstry, and you're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's weekly arts and culture show. It might surprise you that as many as 1 in 11 Americans suffers from an eating disorder. Traditional treatment options include psychotherapy and medicine, but Columbia art therapist Dareth Guttemahler is helping people heal with a different kind of treatment. When KBIA's Catherine Wheeler interviewed Guttemahler in her studio, she found glitter, art, and lots of laughter.
When I walked into Dareth Guttemahler's space at Orr Street Studios, I found a cozy room full of color. As we talked about what art therapy is and how Guttemahler works with clients, I found myself in the middle of my own art therapy session.
So take the cap off and scribble on your paper. My name is Dareth Guttemahler, and I'm an art therapist. I have a BFA in fine art, which is my first love, and then an MS in art therapy.
New color?
Basically, I'm a psychologist who's trained to use art as a healing tool. So what I do a lot is I usually work with groups. Usually I'll have a big table, art supplies, usually oil pastels, dry pastels, and markers and paper. We'll sit down with the supplies and I'll give them a directive and then just let them go, let them do it. And then we'll have time to talk. And I'll tell them what I see and ask them what they see and ask them how they want to change it or how it applies to their lives. How do you feel about the orange color?
To some people, orange is very anxiety provoking.
Yeah, and to some people, it's the color of fun and happy. But if we look at orange as a happy color for you, it's like, you have a bubbly, happy personality that is under everything. I was working as an art therapist with patients with eating disorders, mostly teenagers through young adult, but we had a wide variety of ages. With eating disorders, there's a tendency to not like messes and not like getting messy. So for some people who have sensory issues, like I'd have to get them gloves or work slowly up from markers to the dry pastels and maybe even glue. And maybe even glitter. That glitter gets everywhere.
Glitter.
The wonderful world of glitter. They could tell from my enthusiasm with the beautiful things they did that it was okay to make a mess.
What could we do to the piece of paper to make it more comfortable?
If I had my way, I would just like whitewash it.
Not deal with it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so just rip out the area you think you need to work on.
Rip up the rest.
And I really like being the auxiliary therapy. You know, they go do their hard work with a psychiatrist and psychologist and with eating disorders with a dietitian, which is usually the hardest of it all, and then come to me and have fun. And I love that.
Throw away those feelings we don't need.
I'm sneaky about doing therapy. It's like, oh, you're having fun now. Uh-oh, watch out. And in that fun, we're doing so much work about learning to accept ourselves and our feelings and how to control our own thoughts and feelings. Sometimes there's tears. Sometimes there's yelling. There's usually a lot of laughter.
Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News.
And that's it for this week. I'm your host, Erin McKinstry, and thanks for listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's arts and culture show.